Now, let's take a little detour and explore some blues lyrics. Earlier, we talked about some of the subjects inherent in the blues, the day-to-day concerns, sorrows, hardships, and tribulations of Black Americans. The blues talk about sex, about cheating and lying, about being left behind and waking up even poorer than when you went to sleep the night before. The blues can be about crying and dying, about hopes and dreams and everything in between, a troublesome emotion or just a plain notion. The blues singer howls, growls, snarls, and bites the blues. The deeper the moan, the harder the groan, the louder the falsetto, the more expressive the blues singer becomes. The words, the verbal verses that form blues lyrics, are typically composed stories, but they can be odd, improvised stanzas drawn together from various origins. It's not unusual for a blues song to be a combination of bits and pieces from various other songs to form a new one. Often blues lyrics have a rhymed couplet with the first line repeating. Usually each stanza ends with a refrain. Here's an example. They might see me coming, and they might see me go. Yes, they might see me coming, and they might see me go. But what I do in the middle, they'll never know. Among the most interesting contemporary blues poets is Raymond R. Patterson, a former professor of English and author of Elemental Blues, published by Cross Cultural Communications in Merrick, New York. His poems reflect the traditions inherent in this genre, yet Raymond Patterson's lyrics fit the new century as easily as the blues itself. Let's listen to a series of poems by blues poet Raymond R. Patterson, as read by James Earl Jones. These poems are stark and simple. They keep true to the blues, but they're emotional, introspective, and strong, and nobody can read them better than James Earl Jones.
Anybody can shout and holler. It takes a special pain to sing the blues. I say anybody can moan and holler, but a special pain brings the blues. It ain't about losing your last dollar or having holes in both your shoes. Children cry when they lose their candy. Babies cry when they wet themselves. Young folks cry anytime it's handy. Blues comes up from deeper wells. I could have been a lawyer, but I just can't beg. I could have been a doctor, but I hurt my thumb. I could have been a teacher, but I ain't that dumb. I ain't that dumb. I ain't that dumb. I could have been a teacher, but I ain't that dumb. I didn't mean, no, I didn't mean to be so blue. Just a little sad over losing you. I didn't mean to sit all day and cry. I just planned to have a little sigh, then go about my business. But the blues just grew. I didn't mean to be so blue. Sometimes I'd rather be a lamp post in Harlem than on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Yes, I'd rather be a lamp post in Harlem than on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Lord knows I miss my mother, but Harlem's made a man of me. Sometimes I'd rather be a cotton patch in Georgia than have a brownstone on Lenox Avenue. My Lord, I'd rather be a cotton patch in Georgia than own a brownstone on Lenox Avenue. You'll know just how I'm feeling if Harlem gets a hold of you.
Let's talk briefly about one of the primary instruments of the blues, and that is the mouth harmonica, otherwise known as the mouth organ. The harmonica was introduced from Germany in the 1860s by a man called Matthias Hohner. And by 1896, Hohner introduced the famous Marine Band brand, which remains popular with blues musicians to this day. The popularity of the harmonica is easy to understand. It is affordable, which was of major importance to the poor sharecroppers, and it was portable. Blues musicians used the harmonica, which they call harp, or the Mississippi saxophone, as an instrument to mimic the human voice, to imitate trains, farm animals, or for other effects. They infused the percussive patterns typical of the blues, bending blue notes and wailing unheard moans out of Honer's reeds. Let's listen to some country blues harmonica, and later in the program, we'll hear some of the best amplified players like Little Walter and Junior Wells. We'll start with the deep country blues. While not all of these are Mississippi Delta players, they nicely represent the origins of the blues harmonica, which was similar throughout the South. We'll start with country players the Ford Bailey, Robert Cooksey, Blues Birdhead, Hammy Nixon, playing with Sleepy John Estes, and we'll conclude with Jazz Gillum, before we feature Sonny Bar Williamson, the most prominent Delta harmonica player, who would become a major influence on generations of harp players.
This morning, feeling bad and blue. I woke up this morning, feeling bad and blue. I didn't have nobody for to carry my troubles through. I need everything, from my hat to my shoes. I need everything from my hat to my shoe. I woke up this morning with them doggone Nemo blues. I followed my best gal down to the barren ground. I followed my best gal down to the barren ground. I watched the poor barrel slowly let her body down.
Don't do no right from wrong. scratching on my screen. You're a dirty mystery, I know girl. What you mean? Well, my mama, she don't lie me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, but don't do no right from wrong. Some of these women sure do make me tired, got a handful of, give me a mouthful of much obliged. Well, my mama, she don't lie me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, poor John do no right from wrong.
Consumptive Sarah Jane.
we listened to the Fort Bailey doing Pan American Blues, Robert Cooksey, Need More Blue, Blues Birdhead playing Mean Low Blues, Hammy Nixon with Sleepy John Estes doing Drop Down Mama, and Jazz Gillum doing Sarah Jane. Sonny Boy Williamson, one of the greatest country harmonica players, would go on to influence generations, in particular the young Chicago players like Little Walter. Here he is doing Good Morning Little Schoolgirl, one of the most famous of all blues songs.
Can I go home with you? Can I go home with you? Now you can tell your mother and your father that Sonny Boy's a little schoolboy. I woke up this morning. Lord, I couldn't make me home. Lord, I couldn't make me. Why that I didn't have no blues, woman, but I was all messed up in mind. Now you be my baby, come on and be my baby. I'll buy you a diamond, I'll buy you a diamond. Well, if you don't be my little woman, and I won't buy you a doggone thing. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna buy me an airplane. I'm gonna fly all over this land. I'm gonna fly all over this land. Oh. Don't find the woman that I'm loving, and I ain't going to let my airplane down. I don't know Harlem, baby, wasn't this woman, baby, wasn't this woman. Well, then I don't want to never hurt your feelings or either get mad.
I'd be drunk than anything I know. You know I'd rather be stopped drunk than anything I know. You know in another half a pint, woman, and you will see me go. Now my gal, she done quit me for somebody else. Now my girl, she done quit me for somebody else. Now I'm sloppy drunk again, woman, sleeping all by myself. Now I would rather be sloppy drunk, sifting in the can. You know I would rather be sloppy drunk, woman, sitting in the can. Now I'd be out in the street running from the man. cousin, bring me another half a pint. Now I believe I'm getting drunk, babe, I'm gonna ring this joint. Now and I love my moonshine whiskey, I tell thee what I do. Now and I love my moonshine whiskey, tell thee what I do. Now but I drank some my whiskey to get along with you. Now and I'm gonna drink while I'm up, baby, drink until I fall. Now I'm gonna drink while I'm up, woman, drink until I fall. Now if you want me to stop drinking whiskey, you ain't talking about nothing at all.
Sonny Boy Williamson played Good Morning Little Schoolgirl and Sloppy Drunk Blues. This concludes part 3 of the blues documentary I Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down. Thank you for listening. In part 4, we'll feature some of the artists discovered by one of the greatest ethnomusicologists, Alan Lomax.